Between hybrid and remote classes, the pandemic has drastically altered education for high schoolers this fall and left many students and parents feeling frustrated and unsatisfied. And those feelings could be having a major impact on how many students, particularly those from rural Maine, may choose to go on to college. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning.
How are you?
As the school day gets underway at Bucksport High School, Principal Josh Tripp welcomes students as they hop off the bus. There was a time when many would have had their lives already planned out, graduate from high school and go to work at the local Verso paper mill. But when it closed about 6 years ago, hundreds of local manufacturing jobs went with it. And Tripp says it forced students to rethink their futures.
You know, kids know that they can't just walk out these doors, go down the street, and they're going to have that $45,000 a year job waiting for them. Doesn't mean that they have to go to college, but they have to have a plan when they leave here.
To help students with that plan, the school has tried to make applying to college a bit more fun. A few years ago, it launched twice-yearly events where families would pack the gym. There'd be food and raffles for laptops, all incentives to get the families to fill out federal financial aid forms, a critical step in the college application process that's considered a strong predictor of whether students will ultimately enroll.
We need to get them just to fill it out. Whether they go on to college or not, we just need them to fill it out.
But because of the pandemic, students are harder to reach, and Bucksport and other schools across Maine are already seeing worrying indications that the effects could be drastically altering students' post-high school plans.
This huge gap is unprecedented, which we couldn't anticipate, but now, so now what? What do we do about that?
Mary Callen is the project director for Gear Up Maine, which helps rural students pursue post-secondary education. She says that process requires close relationships and one-on-one interaction. But this year, admissions events and field trips to campuses have now been replaced with emails and online presentations, as many families are more focused on the immediate stresses caused by the pandemic. Callen says of the more than 800 high school seniors that her group helped apply last year, more than 40% never actually ended up enrolling in college this fall. That's nearly double the rate of previous years.
And that's going to be very hard to recover, if we can recover it ever. I mean, that's a big drop.
Early indications for this year's high school seniors aren't much better. In rural Maine schools, the percentage who've completed federal financial aid forms is down by nearly 20%. In Bucksport, senior Ethan Lozier says he does expect to attend college next year and has already been accepted. But he says after months of struggling with online classes in high school, he questions the value of college if he can't learn in person.
But I'm sure that there are thoughts. They've been in my mind. Why do I want to go and have online classes like this and spend many thousands of dollars?
And remote and hybrid learning have also had a chilling effect on mentoring. Teachers say that with fewer interactions with students, it can be difficult to even find time to discuss the prospects of college. Bucksport science teacher Katie Hunter says one student with whom she had lunch with every day last year isn't even showing up to class this fall.
It's just fallen off the radar, and it kills me. And it doesn't matter how many times we've tried to contact home. It's just impossible, and it's sad and frustrating because you feel helpless, and you know that this person's very capable and a good person, and you know that, like, this is, I don't think they realize what this is going to do to their futures, so it's really hard.
Hunter says she's trying out new strategies over the next few months, including texting, to reach seniors. Administrators are also trying to bring in recent graduates to talk to seniors and give them an honest assessment of what remote and hybrid learning have been like on campus this fall. And on the college side, Mila Tappan of the Finance Authority of Maine says many schools are trying to come up with new incentives to entice students to attend recruitment events.
Colleges were saying the other day, you know, is it sweatshirts? You know, is that what's going to get students to come? Will they come to an event if they think there's a sweatshirt or some other, you know, swag from the college? I think we're going to see where that line is.
If this fall's college application trend continues, education and workforce specialists worry that Maine could see a further decline in skilled workers, who will be needed as the state recovers from the pandemic. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And this story was produced in collaboration with the Hechinger Report.